65 submarines have been lost since the Navy created an undersea force in 1900. As WUSF Stephanie Colombini reports, a new artificial reef recently opened off the coast of Sarasota honoring these boats and the more than 4,000 crew members who never made it home.
The On Eternal Patrol Memorial Reef is made up of concrete structures called reef balls. A video of the initial placement shows what looks like giant wiffle balls cut in half being lowered to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. The finished reef has 67 of them, one for lost service members, another for submarine veterans, and one for each sunken ship. The last boat lost at sea was the USS Scorpion. Lakewood Ranch resident Phil Orapollo served on it a few years before it mysteriously disappeared in 1968.
99 guys lost their life on that boat. You know, a lot of them I knew, especially the two chiefs, Walter, Wally Bishop, Frank Patsy Mizzucci. They were like fathers to me, you know.
Orapollo says now he hates being on boats, but he toughed it out to represent the Scorpion at the reef dedication ceremony earlier this year, about 9 miles off the coast of Sarasota. Organizers rang a bell for each boat, and surviving veterans and family members dropped flowers in the water.
That trip out there was very, very emotional, very, very nice. I'm glad I did it.
The memorial was created by Eternal Reefs. The nonprofit typically works with people to create reefs that contain the remains of their loved ones. Their long-term goal is to convince the VA to cover burials at this memorial the same way it does for vets at national cemeteries. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.